listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pope Francis's funeral procession has reached his final resting place, the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome, where he'll be the first pope in more than a century to be buried outside of the Vatican. There were more than 250,000 people at his funeral in St. Peter's Square, and ABC's Inez de la Cotera is there explaining his broad appeal.
Because this is a pope that meant so much to so many, many people felt they had a very personal connection to Pope Francis. And this is someone who, you know, I think even if you weren't a Catholic, Pope Francis carried a message of love, of peace. Up until the very end, he was pushing for peace in Gaza, in Ukraine. And so people from all walks of life, from all different faiths, wanted to be here.
Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re eulogized Francis as a pope among the people. Numerous world leaders were in attendance, including President Donald Trump. This is ABC News. On the West Coast, concerns that the toxic algae bloom impacting Southern California may be spreading.
Two pelicans were found dead in Oregon and have come back negative for bird flu. Now tests are underway to determine if domoic acid from a toxic algae bloom in Southern California killed them. Brown pelicans breed in Southern California and then migrate north in the spring. The public is being told to leave sick or dead pelicans alone in Oregon as tests are underway to know if they were overcome by poisoning from the toxic algae bloom in Southern California and then traveled north. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Virginia Giuffre is dead. Her family said she died by suicide at her farm in Western Australia. Giuffre accused Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein of sexual abuse and became an advocate for sex trafficking survivors. And former Congressman George Santos sentenced to the maximum just over 7 years in prison for his guilty plea to identity theft and fraud charges. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Your weekend forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 62, partly cloudy, 37 tonight. On Sunday, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy, a bit breezy, 65 for a high. Variably cloudy, breezy, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Sunday night, not as cool with a low near 50. On Monday, windy, warm and more humid, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-70s. Tuesday, gusty winds, sprinkles and we cool down to 60. Wednesday, a high of 58. Thursday and Friday, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Stall bag in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died, and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. Dawning of a new decade, we got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube, watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky, and the whole world cried. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days.
Nineteen-something. Yeah, we remember that, don't we? Mark Wills, part of your weekend wake-up. There has been a Joanne Krulot sighting. She'll have a news update coming at 7:45. It's all part of your wake-up. The Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 34 sunshiny degrees. We're going to top off in the low 60s. Monday looks questionable. We could have some severe weather. We'll talk about that after 8 this morning.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. You, I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Don't forget, this morning around 7:20, we're going to have a look at this week in entertainment history. We have our Town Taxi Triple Play after 8. Prime Mover at 8:30. Whoa, we've got a morning. Whew, I'm going to take a breath.
Fresh off the farm, just out of school. Face of an angel, nobody's fool. Turquoise boots, lavender Braves cap, denim and lace. You got to love that. She rolled into town, her dreams in a sack. Old guitar and a blue Pontiac. She's taking a vow, she ain't turning back. She knows what she wants, and you gotta love that. Long way from home, a white picket fence. She turned down a ring from her old boyfriend. Didn't take a dime from even her dad.
Neil McCoy, you gotta love that. A great big thanks to everyone listening and all around the world. We're live in Mesa, Denver, also the Tallahassee area, and Potsy Weber checked in. We're live in Dodgeville. We'll take it. No matter where you're at, no matter how you're joining us, terrestrial.com or the app. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend wake up. It's Mindy McCready. You know what? A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do, eh?
First thing I did when you said goodbye.
Girls got it. considered I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Woke up this morning to the sound of you slamming the door. I got served a piece of paper for breakfast that said you don't live here no more. And the dog won't let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet. Should have stayed in bed asleep. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left the whole size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Well, my car broke down again right before we ran out of gas. Traffic on 10. End up going home alone. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left the whole size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Yeah, size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
Why choose local radio? Local reach. WRCO is deeply rooted in our community, reaching thousands of local listeners every day. Your message gets straight to the people who live, work, and shop right here.
Cordon Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cortin Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory issues, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is Prevention. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Get ready for a tasty tradition. The Hill Point Fire Department invites you to their annual smelt feed on Saturday, May 3rd at the Hill Point VFW Hall. They'll be serving up delicious smelt from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. But don't wait too long. It's while supplies last. Tickets are just $15 at the door, cash or check only. Come hungry, bring your friends, and support your local fire department. It's the Hill Point Smelt Feed. You won't want to miss it.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best. Drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
A look at this week in entertainment history is a time travel journey of entertainment proportions. Today we travel back to 1992. Growing Pains final episode aired this week on ABC.
Show me that smile.
1978, Ringo aired on American television. It was the musical version of The Prince and the Pauper. The Carpenters Music TV special aired on ABC in 1980. This week in 1991, Dinosaurs premiered on ABC television. 1998, the 200th episode of Simpsons aired on Fox. 2001, the 100th episode of Just Shoot Me hit the airwaves. 2002, Henry Winkler was announced that he would be sharing producing duties of Hollywood Squares. Carol Burnett turns 92 today. Bobby Rydell, born in 1942. Gary Wright, the Dreamweaver, born in 1943. And Doug, Kevin James from The King of Queens, born in 1965. Our Rabbit Ears Memories next.
Who's behind the counter is just as important as what's under the hood. When you combine quality parts and helpful people, you get more than just know-how. You get Napa know-how. Hi, this is John. You'll get the good stuff at our Napa stores along with locally owned hometown service. Whether vehicle maintenance is a passion or just a necessity, we're happy to share our Napa know-how with you. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
If no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
And we close down today's look at this week in entertainment history with our Rabbit Ears memory from 1992. It was an ABC television show that starred Judith Light, Alyssa Milano, and Tony Danza. And it was this date in 1992 that Who's the Boss final episode aired after 8 years on ABC television.
There's a time for love
craps game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out the back of this courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac? What do you mean, contempt of court? Judge. Oh, judge.
Why should you choose local radio? A proven track record. Businesses that advertise with WRCO Radio see real results every day. Your business could be the next success story, reaching more customers and growing your bottom line.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools. And we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them, we value our children, and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by the great folks down in Black Earth at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, today is Saturday, April 26, 2025. We have a note here to wish a very happy birthday to Kathy Baumkamp from Mom and Dad. We love you bunches and hope you have a great day. Here's a birthday wish to our son-in-law, Bill Cagle. Happy birthday, Bill. Have a wonderful day. We love you bunches from Grammy and Grandpa. Anniversary wish for Kevin Pine from your loving wife, Christy. And not to be outdone, here's an anniversary wish to Christy Pine from your loving husband, Kevin. Jim Christ is celebrating a birthday. That is from the Sacred Heart Parish list. Madeline Bindle is on the St. Mary School list. Happy birthday wishes to Uncle Butch, the chief of Twin Bluffs Basement Savers. We hope you have a great day from Lori and the guys. Also, the Twin Bluffs Fan Club checking in with an anniversary wish going out to Kevin and Christy Pine. Uncle Butch Rosen, hope you have a great birthday today from Anita and Dave. From Park Street Christian Church, Luke and Brittany Moore have an anniversary. Here's one going out to the all the way to the suburbs of Twin Bluffs and Butch Rosen from Margaret and all the kids. Hope you have a great birthday. Lee and Tori Olson are celebrating an anniversary from Five Points Lutheran Church. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Jackie Carley and Anita Bungie celebrating. Anita Bungie and Braden Turgeson make the Richland Center Free Methodist Church list as well. From Schmidt Woodland Hills, Diane Walker, we hope you have a great birthday today. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club celebrating Cassandra Coe, Elizabeth Spiegel, Devin Brown, and a couple of anniversaries, Steve and Kim Keenitz, and Tommy and Jamie McIntosh. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Butch Rosen, Andy Freeman, Samantha Husnick, and an anniversary wish, we have two of them, Donna and Galen Sutton, and Kevin and Christy Pine. Of course, if you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. 7:33, and the Warts Floor and Home Thermometer showing 38 degrees. Here's Conway and Loretta. It's classic country.
Hey, Louisiana woman.
Mississippi man.
We get together every time we can. Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Get ready for a tasty tradition. The Hill Point Fire Department invites you to their annual smelt feed on Saturday, May 3rd at the Hill Point VFW Hall. They'll be serving up delicious smelt from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. But don't wait too long. It's while supplies last. Tickets are just $15 at the door, cash or check only. Come hungry, bring your friends, and support your local fire department. It's the Hill Point Smelt Feed. You won't want to miss it.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
At 7:45, we'll have a news update courtesy of the RCO Newsroom. Joanne Krulot stops by. Right now it's John Michael Montgomery. Hello, L-O-V-E, on RCO-FM.
Tore out a page from my little black book. Took out a picture, gave it one last look. Hung a big sign out on the door saying, love don't live around here no more. Packed up what was left of my pride. Topped off the tank for the long, hard ride. 17 miles out of Lonelyville. Yonder came a darling in a coupe de ville. So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, I'll see you later. Time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, L-O-V-E. Yeah. Well, I spun around and I hit the gas. Tail of that Cadillac. Said a little prayer, held my breath. Sure enough, the green light turned to red. So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, we'll see you later. Time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, L-O-V-E. Oh. Sweet deal with the justice of the peace. $45 for a license and a ring.
$45 for a license and a ring.
So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, we'll see you later. Time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, 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 hello.
John Michael, 7:40. At 7:45, we'll have a news update. 8 o'clock, ABC News. We'll have weather, sports, Paul Harvey, and your Town Taxi triple play, all before Prime Mover. Music so hot, we had to shed that sweatshirt, kids.
Yeah.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Cordon Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It's 7:45 and 39 degrees. Time for a news update brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. According to our meteorologist, Tony Schumacher, lots of nice sunshine today. We'll get near 62, 37 tonight, mid-60s tomorrow, mid-70s by Monday. We may see some strong to severe weather. Tony Schumacher will talk about that after 8 o'clock this morning. It is 39 degrees. News with Joanne Krulatz is coming up next.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin River is flooding. In Columbia County, water was entering some homes and surrounding many yesterday as it rose feet above its banks at Portage. The water is rushing and rising to a minor flood stage, entering and flooding at least 12 homes in the town of Decorah near Highway V. There are also reports of water covering the roads both on River Oaks Road and Oak Knoll Road. The West Lane Road in the Long Lake area reportedly had 4 feet of water over it in places Friday afternoon. Water was also surrounding seasonal homes along Old River Road in the Black Hawk Park area, and there was water at the base of Caledonia and Lewiston Lee on Old River Road. Bankful is when the river rises to 12.7 feet. It was 5 feet above that at 7.7 feet Friday morning at 9. The river is forecasted to rise to 17.8 feet as of last night. It should start to fall back below flood stage by early Sunday morning. Motorists should never drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. You never know if the road is washed out underneath it. Stay safe and turn around. Don't drown. The Rivers and Ridges Book Festival, sponsored by the McIntosh Memorial Library in Viroqua, will be held today beginning at 9:30 and running until 2:30. A number of authors will speak about their books and topics at the Western Wisconsin Technical College's classroom, the Vernon County Museum and History Center, the McIntosh Memorial Library Program Room, the Viroqua City Hall Community Room, and Bethel Home. A complete schedule of sharing times and locations can be found at riversandridgesbookfestival.org/events. Celebrate Earth Day with the Savor Farm and Food Tour. Savor the River Valley's Earth Day Farm and Food Tour showcases local farms and food businesses who are producing and processing food in ways that provide delicious, wholesome food and also protect soil, water, and air quality. The free self-guided tour will be held today from 10 to 4. It features stops at various locations from Plain through Lone Rock, Spring Green and Arena to Ridgeway, showcasing more than a dozen local businesses and organizations. Savor the River Valley is a grassroots initiative to connect farmers, food processors, food retailers, and restaurants to support each other and to bring more visibility to what they produce, sell, and serve. For more information about Savor the River Valley, plus a tour brochure and interactive map, go to savortherivervalley.org events. Sting Night 2025 will be held tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club's annual event will feature this year's Hall of Fame induction, college signings of three RCHS athletes, free bowling for kids 10 and under, a $500 bucket raffle, and a silent auction. What transpires during the evening is what Sting Night is about. Kirk Layer is an organizer of the event.
The night is really all about the community celebrating Richland Center athletics. We really like our athletes mingling in the crowd, mingling with the Hall of Fame people, and mingling with the audience that's there that night so that they can see that these young people are some of the best human beings that you ever want to be around. I always said when people ask me, you know, what I missed about leaving officiating, and one of the biggest things I told them was being around the athletes, because athletes are just like a lot of young adults in today's society. They're some of the best people you want to be around.
Doors will open at 4:30. Free kids bowling will get underway at 5, and the Hall of Fame ceremony followed by the college signings will begin at 5:30. Money raised at the event will help fund RCHS athletics. Admission is free, and all are welcome to attend Sting Night 2025 tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a fundraiser for Courtney and Kyle Hempel Sunday at the Ithaca High School Commons. Courtney spent over a month in the hospital due to premature labor. Annette Lewis is a member of the Ithaca Lions Club as well as Courtney's aunt.
Courtney had to be admitted into the Mariner Hospital in Madison. 41 days she was there before the baby was born because she went into premature labor. And they wanted to hold the labor off so that the baby was more developed, because at the time that early labor started, the baby was only 23 weeks. And Harper did wait a little while. But then Harper came and they had to do a C-section, and she was at 29 weeks then. So Courtney was able to put her feet up and keep that baby from coming for a few weeks. And that really helped with how far along Harper was. Then Harper was born January 26th. And she spent 53 days in the NICU. And at that time, she only weighed 2 pounds, and they got it right down to the 1.9 ounces, and she was 14 inches long. So you could take about 2 pounds of butter, and that was how big that baby was.
Harper was able to leave the NICU and go home on March 18th. Funds raised at the benefit Sunday will help with medical expenses.
Courtney is an RN, but she obviously hasn't worked much because of the fact she was put in the hospital on December 17th, and now she's just been taking care of Harper. And Kyle's been there to help, too. He was able to get some family leave. So he works for an insurance company. He's an underwriter. And what he would do is he'd work. Those days when Courtney was in the hospital, he would work Monday through Friday and then spend the weekend at the hospital with Courtney. Funds are needed, and of course, after you've been in the hospital, with her being there 41 days, and Harper was in the NICU 53 days. So that's a lot of hospital time, a lot of hospital expenses have occurred in that time period. They do have some insurance, but of course it's not going to cover everything after that amount of time.
Annette Lewis says to please note that this will not be another pancake breakfast.
Few of the members of the Lions Club are going to barbecue or smoke the pork, so it'll be a pulled pork hot sandwich. And then we're going to have homemade coleslaw and homemade cowboy beans. Another group of them are going to be making cowboy beans. And then Willow Valley Church congregation are making bars for dessert. And then along with the fundraiser, there'll be a silent auction. Courtney's got two really close friends, Brittany and Celia, and they're organizing it. And we have posters out with contact people's names, and it's also on Facebook. If anybody wants to contact Brittany and Celia, you can do it that way by email, in the address on the Facebook page. And if you want to donate something that way, there will also be a bake sale that day along with the silent auction items.
The pulled pork benefit meal for Courtney and Kyle Hemphill will be held Sunday from 11 to 2:30 in the Ithaca High School Commons. The pulled pork sandwich meal will be $15.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling Sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week. Power tools, clothing, chainsaw chain sharpening, $5 each, limit of 10. And our Vietnam Vet Chapter 7 brat sale on the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Saturday, April 26th. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or local food pantry. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time of sharing will be held this afternoon from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85 of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held today at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 11 until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney, 85 of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Carol Linz, 79 of Plain. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died Thursday in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held next Saturday, May 3rd at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Saturday, May 3rd, from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compasses Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Durst and Michael Self had a son, Johnny Joe.
Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with appliances from Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center and Reedsburg. Get store-wide savings on Whirlpool, Maytag, Abana, and KitchenAid appliances during the Spring Fling sellout. Town & Country is packed with inventory, and you'll find great bargains with instant savings and rebates. Shop Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, next to Goodwill, or online at townandcountryrc.com.
It's 8 o'clock and time for a news update from the ABC Radio Network, brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better, Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Francis's funeral procession has reached his final resting place, the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome, where he'll be the first pope in more than a century to be buried outside of the Vatican. There were more than a quarter of a million people at his funeral in St. Peter's Square, and ABC's Inez de la Cotera is there explaining his broad appeal.
Because this is a pope that meant so much to so many, many people felt they had a very personal connection to Pope Francis. And this is someone who, you know, I think even if you weren't a Catholic, Pope Francis carried a message of love,